This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What the hell is going on in the airline industry? Weekly, we hear about some out-of-control passenger either berating a crew member, arguing or fist-fighting with other passengers.
Sneaking on to a flight?
Yes, that was last week.
Random animals appearing?
That's another thing that's totally out of control. What people consider to be their emotional support animal, people want to bring horses on. Oh, for crying out loud. It's not a farm, people. It's an airline. Well, listen to this one now. This one doesn't involve animals at all. Spirit Airlines. Have you ever heard of them?
Yes. What makes them special?
They suck.
Oh, is that the one where you have to pay for everything separately?
I think what you are thinking of is the one we used to have in Avoca. Gosh, what was that called? It could be, though. It's a very low-cost
where it's
airline.
Like a low cost, and then you pay for literally everything separate.
Right.
Even a seat. Like, you can stand if you want to.
No, you can't stand.
That was an idea they pitched.
You cannot stand.
I swear I heard that. You had to stand and hold the little...
Right. This is not a subway. There aren't straps hanging from the ceiling.
Hold the strap.
Yeah. Here's the latest from Spirit Airlines. On a flight out of Chicago, a guy who got on the board drunk, he threw up on the head of the person in front of him. Okay, that's going to be a really fun flight. I'm not sure they had even taken off yet. He had had way too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And there are pictures of the poor woman trying to wipe her hair.
No!
What, do you think she's going to fly with it like that?
Oh, I'm just sick about it.
And you can imagine...
Wipe her hair!
You can imagine everybody sitting anywhere within 10 feet of her diving to get away.
Oh, you could smell it.
So while they were hauling the guy off the plane, they allowed her to get off the plane and go into the bathroom. Give herself a nothing like a nice airport shampoo.
You know, though, for future reference, you know, a great place to puke on an airplane would be in that little pocket in the seat right in front of you where they stuff all those magazines. I mean, you could just puke right into the pocket.
It's disgusting in there anyway.
Uh-huh.
It would force them to clean it.
And no one would even know.
That's about the worst idea I've heard yet.